I think one way to think about how to get out of this cycle that we're in, this trajectory of mass incarceration, right, and racial disparity is to recognize that there's something important that law enforcement officials have. We are part of the executive branch of government. Our job is to enforce the laws, that we do have inherent in our authority to enforce those laws. We have the authority to utilize our discretion and make choices about how we prioritize and what we choose to enforce. Now, for some people, that's like, heresy, that, that it's our job to enforce everything that comes to our attention. But I think there's a growing number of prosecutors that recognize that it's within their discretion to think about how to do something differently or not enforce the law at all because it's not important enough, right? Or that we don't have to have a prison consequence in this particular instance. I would love if the police, more than they have than today, could also embrace that notion because they have the same type of authority. They just don't realize it. I'm sure many police officers throughout their career have given a warning to somebody instead of giving them a speeding ticket. I'm sure they've figured out that, spending my time arresting this particular person at this moment in time is not the best use of my time, and it's not going to lead to the best outcome. And I'm sure many times police officers have driven a teenager home or whatever it might be instead of taking them down to the juvenile detention center. So it's in those instances, but we never get positive feedback. One of the design flaws of our system, in our society, that we don't get positive feedback when those acts of discretion turn out good. Instead, what we do is we get negative feedback when things don't work out, and the default has been that it's your fault if you didn't do something to hold somebody in detention or incarcerate them or prosecute them or arrest them, and they go off to do something else to harm someone else. It's on you. That's probably a legacy of Willie Horton and the Michael Dukakis campaign, and people still use it to this day.